even just this year, we've seen $1 trillion worth of economic disruption from cybersecurity incidents, and it's projected to go up to $15 trillion.
Welcome to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele, Marketing Coordinator with MassMEP. And today I'm on a roll this week with throwing together podcasts kind of last minute as some hot topics keep coming up. So this week I have with us two of account representatives from CyberSaint. I have Patrick O'Brien and Derek Bauer with us. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going? Patrick O'Brien. Great to be here.
Yeah. So little do they know, they actually were on a podcast before, but they didn't really know they were recording a podcast. So we did a hacker hour with them a couple of weeks ago, and then we released it as a podcast because it was such a hot topic. And so today we've brought them back because if any of you out there in our audience, which I'm going to take a lot of credit for this and say they're absolutely watching all of my posts that I put out there, that in the past week, I did do a post on a letter that everybody recently received if you are a supplier with Raytheon for the DoD. And so I brought Patrick and Derek on because they are the subject matter experts in this. And I kind of want them to, you know, lay it down with us, give us some insights on what's going on with this. And, you know, how do you really need to be prepared from this letter that you received, if you did receive this letter? And it also is a way for us to show you that, you know, we do work with CyberSaint, and we can get you in the right direction, and we can help you with the process moving forward. So I'm going to bring them into this, but you guys, you know, as we said, we did have a client at one point that, you know, we don't need CMMC. We're good with CMMC, which CMMC is the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, for those of you that may not know what it is. And we had a client, they were kind of on the edge, like, no, I'm good. We don't need it. We had some great funding options at the time, didn't take advantage of it. Then unfortunately did get hacked and now have to come back and can't take advantage of as much of the funding that was there. But we still were there to help them out and get them in the process. So I think what's happening is this letter kind of put a little bit of that, you know, fear almost into people. So, you know, you guys kind of jump in on this and let me know what you're thinking and how we can help people out moving forward on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Haley. It's great to be here, making us feel famous here. Didn't even know we were already in a podcast. But yeah, it's been a crazy couple months in the cybersecurity world, and specifically this week has been a little wild. So to take a step back before we jump into the letter sent out by Raytheon, I think that example you gave of the organization that was considering taking some cybersecurity initiatives and ended up getting hacked is pretty exemplary of what's going on around the world right now. There was actually this week a cybersecurity company, one of the leaders in the industry that helps with incident response after a breach, that got hacked by a foreign nation state. They're thinking that it was likely the Russians, which has really thrown the entire cybersecurity world into some fits here. It's pretty crazy to see a leader like that be hacked, and it made, I think, everybody's eyes open about the fact that this is not something that's going away anytime soon. Even just this year, we've seen $1 trillion worth of economic disruption from cybersecurity incidents, and it's projected to go up to $15 trillion by 2025. So this is something we're taking seriously, and we're glad that the DoD is pushing out these regulations. And while we realize it's really a burden on a lot of these smaller suppliers within the defense industrial base, ultimately, we're here to make it an easier process, which I know Derek's going to talk a little bit about in a minute here. But Specifically getting into the Raytheon letter that went out. So that was really related to the interim rule that the DoD pushed out. So as everybody knows, the buzzword in the industry is CMMC these days. Everybody's really focused on that and trying to understand it. And what the DoD had found was, I think as most people know, there's a lot of delays here, right? With CMMC, everybody I talk to every day is asking me if I know what the new news is. And they're looking up on the website of the DoD to try to find out what's going on. They've certified some groups of auditors now who are going to be able to come in and certify you, which is a great step towards putting this into place. But I think the delay was really kind of hindering their ability to protect a lot of these companies and kind of enforce some of this regulation. So that's where the interim rule comes in. That's where these local suppliers working with MEP are seeing this letter coming from Raytheon if they are selling to Raytheon. So really, it's a couple new requirements that they've initiated. We've built out a framework within our CyberStrong platform that we're helping a lot of MEP customers prove their compliance and create SSPs and POAMs for this to show that they're working on it and where they stand today. So it's something that our customers, having a lot of DoD customers in our platform, we're obviously focused on, and we've adapted that new scoring model that they have, and we've put it in system. So with that, Derek, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about some of the dates, some of the companies that we've engaged with and what that's looked like so far.
Yeah, of course. So just quickly speaking on that Raytheon letter, I did see the few dates that were mentioned on there were September 30th was essentially when this was rolled out. And November 30th was the date where everyone could potentially be turned down these contracts past that point. And I think at this point, a lot of people are, as Patrick said, a little, you know, shell-shocked in a way, and they don't really understand, you know, how they were going to make this process happen in such short of time. But the thing is, you know, think of it as you're not the only one. I'm sure there's, you know, plenty of people out there that aren't currently meeting these regulations, and a lot of them are probably panicking at the last moment, but at the same time, that's what we're here for. So we want to make sure that we're a resource for you through MEP and making sure that you can actually, you know, get that compliance program going. And you know, that, as I mentioned, it's something that not everyone is currently on par with, and it's going to be coming up, but what better time to start than now? And especially if you may not have a contract lined up or you may be looking to do one for the future, this is the perfect time to get going. We have seen people kind of last minute jump on and say, hey, I need this by, you know, next week for this contract. I don't know if I'm going to get it now. And, you know, we try to move as quickly as possible, which is something we pride ourselves off of. But that's, you know, that's something that you should definitely jump on board and get going now, or at least start looking into it and kind of feel out when this process is going to be important for you guys. Just recently, just this past month, actually, I've had multiple conversations with companies, mostly specified with CMMC and DFARS. So this is definitely a hot topic, and a lot of people are beginning to roll out these plans to get something going. And it's definitely something that coming into the new year, it's going to be a lot more solidified, I feel like, especially after the past year we've had. It was very up in the air. But this is definitely the time to start, you know, planning out how you're going to be going about this program and, you know, building out a plan to reach this compliance level and get those contracts that you're essentially looking to get.
Yeah. And just to jump in there too, Derek, you bring up a great point in that not everyone's compliant and everyone's going through this. And a lot of the companies I know that we're speaking to are viewing this not only as, I mean, it's hard not to view it as kind of a burden to your business, right? But a lot of them are viewing it as an opportunity. If you're able to use this grant funding through MEP, work with some experts like us at CyberSaint and some of our certified partners who will help you conduct this assessment and get this done, there's a good chance that some of your competitors might not be compliant to this new interim rule. And you might be able to win some more business with not only Raytheon, but I'm sure we'll see this coming out from a lot of other prime contractors.
So let me ask you guys this question. I think, you know, some of these clients that we work with, we obviously work with, you know, small and medium-sized manufacturers. Do you think that some of the smaller, you know, they do work with some smaller manufacturers. Do you think that they're thinking in their minds, because we're small, we don't really need to have that? I mean, there really isn't a size limit on this, right?
No, I've actually, I spoke with a company this week that's only three people, and they're specifically with consulting, and they actually have a big company like Raytheon as one of their potential contracts coming in. And they're saying, hey, I don't have all of these resources or maybe the money to maybe implement something like this. And that's specifically where us and MEP can come in and say, hey, we can grant you that funding and help you get there. Because we've worked with solo shops, just one person teams, looking to get this going. And they're saying, hey, I'm paying out of pocket here to get this going. Is this something that I could potentially do because I need this for my business? And the answer is yes, we can do that. So especially with the grant funding we can offer, and especially through our partners, we could definitely get something going for you. And that's a big selling point too, is a lot of these people are, hey, I'm, you know, 1 to 10 people, we're too small. We may not even need something like this. What are the chances of something happening? And it's pretty high. It's happened to any size company. So it's, you know, you think maybe just because you're a smaller shop that it won't happen to you. We've seen it happen to companies with every size amount of employees. So it's very common, and it's something that can happen to anybody, and you just need to be ready in a way.
Yeah. To jump on that too. I mean, to put it pretty bluntly, I mean, the DoD just cares about how much CUI you have. Doesn't matter how many employees you have. It comes down to whether you have those drawings, that controlled unclassified information. And if you have that and you're one person shop, it might be easier for hackers to target you, you know? So you can't really think about it that way, Haley. And I think that's, Derek made a great point that, I mean, he's speaking to companies that are three people. I had a company last week that we just signed on to an engagement that's a four person company. They have controlled unclassified information and need to be able to provide documentation that they are protecting that. And that's how they're going to be able to ensure these contracts that they're bidding on currently. So that's what it comes down to. It's the CUI.
Yeah. I think another really good point that you make as well, Derek, when you said about, you know, the grant funding, and absolutely, it doesn't have to depend on the grant funding, and it can be out of pocket. So we do, you know, obviously we love to be able to give people the grant funding because it does benefit them. But if it is an absolute necessity and a need, that in the long run, when you look at the outcome of what may come out of this from your financials, if you don't do this, you could be in a worse state. So, you know, any kind of funding will work at that time. So you said about two, Patrick, you touched on, you know, they did just push through a group of auditors, and the auditors actually are the ones that go out and they do audit for the CMMC and the levels. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's some confusion sometimes on what our offering is compared to what the auditors are taking on. So just to clarify that for everyone who's listening, what we're going to provide you is pretty much a consulting engagement to get you a gap assessment. So you're going to understand where you're at, and we're going to create the SSP and POAM for you. So I know that's really what, with this interim rule, a lot of prime contractors and ultimately the DoD are looking for is that POAM and SSP still. That's something where we've worked with companies, just like the company I was speaking about, that's four people. They needed that right away. So we prioritize that in our engagement with our really awesome partners who are doing a lot of this work on our platform. And they were able to generate that very quickly for them, prioritize that so they have that documentation they need. And moving forward with CMMC, as it gets rolled out, the POAM will be going away because that's your plan of action mitigation. And you're going to need to be able to prove that you're compliant to all of these controls. You have all these requirements in place to protect your CUI. So they're going to send in auditors to check on that. It's not going to be something where you can have a plan, say, this is what we're going to do over the next year. you're going to have an auditor coming in. And that's something I want to say it's going to be some kind of standard fee around like $3,000 or something to get that auditor to come in and provide that certification. But I think the other challenge is being able to know where you stand today and what you're going to have to do before that audit. So it comes back to being ahead of the ball, seeing it as a business opportunity when a lot of your competitors are going to be behind the eight ball on this.
Yeah. So, and I, you know, as we're moving forward in this, and I think I know where we are on it, and what was nice about this is really the big reason I had you on here, to put it in just super simple terms, was obviously there was maybe a little bit of panic that went out, but it really is not a panic. It's more of just like a nudge and a push to say, hey, this is the direction, this is where we're going. Like we talked about earlier, it isn't changing. Restrictions might be getting tighter. Obviously the pandemic has shown us there are ways, some things that maybe we're not realizing are happening in our own back door, literally in our computers and anywhere else around us as we operate as a business. So I wanted to have you guys on here just to, you know, kind of let everybody know, listen, we have a solution. If you feel this is a problem, it really isn't. I think the message we can actually let people know is you can take a breath. I wouldn't take a deep breath and make it last too long. but we're here and we can help you guys moving forward, and we'll get them into the right steps that they need to be in, no matter what size, no matter what they're doing or how they're handling it or where they may be. And obviously, and you guys can probably touch on it, there's some other areas that, I know we talk about, if you have certain, certifications already, it might be a little bit easier for you to get this ball rolling and going into these other ones, correct?
Yes,
absolutely. Okay. And the other thing I just wanted to touch on, Haley, was just from my experience of the engagements we've had and what's been successful, for anyone listening who's interested in this, and this may be coming down on their plate, and might have some confusion around it and want some guidance. I mean, the first step I'd say is talk to your MEP rep that you're working with and ask to set up a meeting with one of us here at CyberSaint, and we can even loop in one of our partners on that call. I've seen those calls be really educational. It's obviously a free consultation to start and talk about where you're at, what this process would look like, especially when you have the MEP rep on the line who's going to be able to explain all of the grant funding. Myself or Derek will be there to be able to walk through the platform, talk about the automated reporting and what you're going to be able to monitor out of that and how you can look to remediate using the platform moving forward. And then having the partner who's actually going to be running the engagement and speaking with you directly, either going to your office or in today's environment, a lot of times setting up Zoom meetings to conduct these assessments. So that'd be my suggestion to anyone interested.
Yeah.
Pat, go ahead. No, go ahead, Derek.
I just want to build off that a little bit. And Pat made a great point there. It's at least just have the conversation. If it's something that you're thinking about, or, you know, just kind of feeling out where you're currently at, we want to be more resourceful than someone selling you something. That's what I tell myself in a lot of calls is, hey, I want to be a resource for you and be someone that can kind of guide you through this process. Even if, you know, maybe this isn't something that you choose to do necessarily right now, at least have the initial conversation. So when down the road that it presents itself, you already know what you need to do and the steps you need to take. And that's a great point, because a lot of these people that I'm speaking with are, you know, maybe they're like, hey, I'm not sure exactly what's happening right now. We're still feeling everything out, but I just want to have that initial conversation, realize what are the next steps or where do I go from here? And it's an important conversation to have, because, you know, a lot of cases are different. Not every company is the same and may not have the same amount of resources or maybe funding or money or anything like that, but at least have that conversation so we can be able to tailor, you know, what your next steps are from there.
Yeah, what you don't know, right? Exactly. So, yeah, and I did not pay them to say those things because they couldn't have said it any better myself. So is there anything else you guys can think we should like hit on, or do you think we pretty much covered it to kind of get, I think we got the most important part of the message across.
That was my goal for today. I think we hit on just about everything. So I appreciate you setting this up, Haley, inviting us to join.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Haley.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, always. So thanks, guys. I appreciate you joining us today. And for those of you out there, thanks for joining us for the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Spotify. And whether we see you in your space or our space or cyberspace, we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to Mass MEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of Mass MEP's podcasts or for more information on how Mass MEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.